The Torah talks about Ash Bahar. The sugya of Shemitah. The Torah continues. The Torah that during the, because of the years of Shemitah, so obviously the land lies found is Yoivel. You have to make sure to sell the land the proper oifen, that no one gets cheated. Erlich. And then the Torah talks, Ki yomu chachicha umocha me'achuz osoy. The person becomes poor and he has to sell from his land. More dash the kedushin davchav, but it's talking because he was over on the way of shvius, and slowly because of that he loses his possessions. And the Torah continued the next parash b'chiyomu chachicha umoto yodo imoch vechazak the boy. The Torah tells us that if a person becomes yomuch, he becomes poor, and he starts to drift, he starts to fall, he starts to become impoverished in a certain level, he starts to have a nefila financially. The Torah commands us with the mitzvah of a chazak to boy. Be mechazikim. The opposite, obviously, of he's falling down. Be mechazikim. Lift him up. Get him back to his original status. Ger v'soyshav v'chayimach. A ger or a soyshav. As Rashi says, even if he's a ger or a toyshav. Even if he's a toy shop, he started to mekabel, only not to oivet over the Zara. V'chai imoch, let him live with you. Make sure he has enough parnasa. Al tikach yit me'ito neshech v'sarbis v'yoreisim elokecho v'chei achicho imoch. Es kas v'cha loisiten lo b'neshech v'marbis loisiten och lach l'toyrah. Here commands us, charges, Klal Yisrael with the command of not taking ribbis v'neshech. And the Torah find the parasha ends off, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Otzeisi Eschem Yaretz Mitzrayim, Machseis Lachem Etz Eretz Kenan, Liyosh Lachem Leilokim. To give you clarity, Yisrael, this is the Tachlis. This parasha, I'll be in simple, Pashtus is a myriadic alimur of us. You can learn the Chumash of us without a meforish mafilu. But obviously you have to learn the Pashtus of the Rashi. This parasha is a myriadic parasha. We're not talking about somebody who necessarily already fell into a matzav that he's an ani, he's a poor man, he's an impoverished individual, he's walking around with a cup, and he's trying to get kesef because he can't pay his mamish an oni marud, he's mamish down to his last penny. We're not talking about that. You see a person that starts to fall, and be'emes, it's a murder the gazara. But if we just think into what the Torah, it's looking from the glass of the Torah. How are we supposed to look on such a person? In the world of finance, this is the guy you exploit. A guy sitting there, he needs money desperately. He needs to make, he has to make a parnasa. He's starting to lose his finance. This is the guy. You do a good money loan on this guy, charge him 50% interest. That's the world. Listen, this is the world of business. You know, what can we do? So we make a few grand on him. You know? This is the world of business. You know, there's a world out there called business. But the Yiddish Kapra Poisai, what are we looking at? That's the way that's what the Torah over here puts the parasha of Neshech Masarbis. A Vadon person, Stam, a person here, the Mais, the end of the day, you can have, as Rashi says, you can make a whole cheshbon in your head. The Mais, I'm helping out this individual. And the Mais, he's desperate. So, We need each other. Why can't I make, what, I'm going to leave my money to lay fallow? I'll invest with him. I'll give him some money and invest. He'll pay me back a ribbis. Nay. V'chzakta boy. The Torah wants the Loshavit, the Mechazikim, to bring him back to his original status. The Torah wants us to look on a person that's falling, that starts to fall. He didn't even get there. But as Rashi says, if he falls down further, if he goes all the way down, it's going to be very, very hard to get him back to his state. He's starting to fall. So first of all, as we said, we see a Maria de Gezachra Paisa. Usually, when a person starts to think about somebody else, he starts to think about somebody else, oh, we all have empathy and sympathy for the guy who's mamish, ragged, his clothes are torn, he's an ani. Here the Torah says, no, your mind, your vision, your world has to encompass not only the guy who's mamish in the nebuch, Hashem Yerachem, something terrible happened to him. Oh, everybody's there. And it's a beautiful thing, Yisrael, the chesed that goes on in all extreme situations. But the Torah doesn't only want that. The Torah wants us to think about Yena, everybody around us, what's going on, even if he's starting to fall. He didn't fall so far yet. He didn't get to the bottom of the barrel. He didn't fall to be Nebuch, such a Nebuch yet. He's starting to fall. He's starting to fall down. He's starting to have problems with his business. His business is starting to lose money. He's starting to be late with his payments. He's starting to be late, not paying his bills on time. He hasn't fallen. The Torah wants us to get involved with this guy's life. Think about how you can help him. If you have money, lend your money to him. Oh, you're not going to make... No. V'chzakta bo. Lift him up. Inspirit him. Make him, bring him back to the level he was before. Well, the Torah wants us that our antennas are up to see what's doing by Yenin. And if he has the slightest fall, if he's starting to fall, make sure he doesn't go to the bottom of his life. Because once you hit the bottom, it's terrible. It's very hard, actually, just to pick him up. So your job as an individual who really cares about somebody else is to make sure he doesn't hit the bottom of his. And the svar is very partial. Because when a person hits an ani merudin, it's mamish to bezoyin shem bezoyin. The vechzakta, if you know what I'm saying, has shachas the ino of not seeing the bezoyin of Yana, that he has to fall to be mevazeh himself. If he starts to fall a little bit, like we said, not so many people know about it. This is the time when we want to get involved. We don't want to get a madrega that he has to be mevuzeh already. We don't get the madrega where he's the nebuch of the whole town. We want to make sure that he doesn't fall to a level where Chas V'Shalom will be much harder to help him out. He'll fall into a level of depression, Chas V'Shalom. So the Torah is so medactic that you should keep your antennas open for anybody around. If somebody who's falling down, get involved in his life. Pick him up. The Maaser Rabbi Yisai, this midah, the midah of Vechzakta Boy Rabbi Yisai, the midah of getting involved, and here the pashas, the Torah is talking about, a financial, as we see from Neshech V'Sarbis, and the Torah is talking financially, but Avada Rabbi Yisai, we can take, Avada the Torah means any type of nefila. Avada, the Kavanas HaTorah is that if we see somebody going through a spiritual nefila in any way, Rabbi Yisai, we can't wait till he falls down, Hashem Yerachem, to a very, very bad matzah. Once he gets down there, it might be the place of no return. He might reach a level of who knows what. And therefore, a person has to keep his antennas open. Kal b'choyme ben b'noish l'kal b'choyme. If the Ian of finances was only Chayishah, the Ian of Ruchnius is Chayi Netzach, Rabbi Yisai. Chaye Netzach. And if you see, a friend, somebody that you know, he's starting to fool, he's starting to hang around the wrong guys, he's starting to be involved with the wrong chevra, he's doing the wrong things, but he's like, starting, it's only a Pesach. It's a Dovah Pasher, but he's like, but it's a Dovah Pasher, the Vada the Torah wants. The Torah says that if a person is, it gives stock to an ani, he's Baruch B'sheish, Mephaisai. But if you speak to him, Mesporach, you know, Halfbrach is much more, because when you Mephaisai, you not only change his finances, you change the being, Rabbi Yisrael. And certainly if a person is in a matzah where his being is being, he's going down, he's starting to fall, Rabbi Yisrael. Avada the Kafonis HaTorah is Vechzakta. To think about how I can lift him up, Rabbi Yisrael. To pay attention to somebody's other life. This is what the Torah is telling us, Rabbi Yisrael. And in other terms, Rabbi Yisrael, we could say it in much more starker terms, which is Be'emes Adov Pella. The Torah, we know that there's 48 ways to kind of Torah. In 48 ways, the Memches Kinyani Torah, which was supposed to be Isaac in these times, Rabbi Yisrael. 48 ways that through these ways we kind of the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. One of the ways of the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, is called Noisei Be'oil Chaveira. That means to carry the burden of somebody else. This is Mamish L'Choira, this parish of us. Noisei Be'oil Shel Chaveira. To carry the burden of somebody else. Of us. That the Torah wants that a person should get involved in somebody else's life, not just, oh, Nebuch, pass the ketchup, please. Oh, it's such a sad thing to hear. The neighbor's having financial issues. Oh, very nice. What else is going on? Anything else to eat? I just told the neighbor they have no food on the table. Oh, very nice. What's for dessert? I just told you they're shutting electricity. Very nice. What else? The Torah is telling us that we hear somebody else is involved in something else, we have to help. So sometimes it can't be financially. And sometimes it can't be that we don't have, but to be empathized and sympathized with somebody else's matzah, Rabbi Yisrael. This the Torah wants from us. This is what the Torah is saying. Keep your antennas up. Somebody else out there is going through something horrible. He's going through a difficult situation. Get involved. And if I can't get involved, at least empathize. At least think. Again, it doesn't have to be every year today, thanks to the Baruch Hashem, the media, you know everything going on. There's a Jew in Afghanistan who never has a toothache. Okay? It's a terrible thing. We have to empathize with him. But I don't know if I'm going to ever meet him. I can't even pronounce his name. But Elchanami, but Lamaisa, Avada, Rabbi said, there are people around us that are going through difficult times. The Torah doesn't want just to pass by, Rabbi said. The Torah wants you to get involved, to noisei be'oil in chaveiro. So it's a nice thing, Rabbi. Thank you for the shmooze. Now let's go eat supper. It's getting late. Maybe by supper I'll think about it a little bit. Depends if it's a good supper or not. But Rabbi said, at the end of the day, Rabbi said, it's not about it. The Torah says you're not going to be zuchah to Torah. It's a penalty gezach. You need all the memches. Okay, tell me about the Memches. Oh, you have to need Talmud, and you need Shmir Sa'oizen, Pilpul Chaveirim, you need Shimash Chachamim, you need Gevaldik. I'm going all the way, I'm doing it all. Shimash Chachamim, Pilpul Chaveirim, Talmidim, Gevaldik. I'm heading to get going to Torah today. By my Shavuos, I'm going to get the Torah. But if you're not noisei be'oil in chaveir, if you don't think about your roommate, he's having a hard time, he's sleeping there for days. You don't know if he's alive or chas v'shalom, you have to call the kevah chaveir kadisha. He's in that bed so long. Maybe go over and ask, how's it going? Maybe I can help you with something. It's been 3 days without bread or water. Maybe we can carry you to the dining room. Go over and talk to your friend. Find out. Maybe he needs something. Well, I'm not such a psychologist. And I'm not such a, you know, I don't know how to deal with many issues. But I say, the fact that you show interest The fact that you care about somebody else's feelings, the fact that you show him itself that you're ready to do something, even if you can't do it totally, but you're ready to help. I'll try to help you. I'll call somebody. I'll call a Rebbe. I'll get something. I'll go over to the Rebbe and tell you, this bacha, he's a little chizik. I've had that somebody. It's not even their roommate. It's a guy they saw. Rebbe, I think he needs a little chizik. Maybe you could give him a shmooze. You go over to somebody. Sometimes you don't have the answer yourself, but you think, your mind is thinking. Get it out of the self. There's other people around the Zakhtabo. The Torah wants you to think. In a goyish world, what are you thinking when that guy's falling? There's dollar signs in your eyeballs. Ching, 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 ching. Wow. This guy is falling. I'm going to make, how you doing? Maybe you need a loan? 75% interest. I'm giving you a deal. I usually charge 80. In the yid's mind, this guy's falling. What can we do? Let's get people together. Let's raise money. Let's do whatever we can do. And it's in Ruchni as he's falling, Rabbi Zayin. You see a bacha in your dira, he hasn't seen the day of night. The day of light, I should say. The day of night he's seen. The day of light he hasn't seen. He's like a bear. He went to the winter and they woke him up. The winter's over. Hibernation. Time to get on the plane. Go over to him. Maybe you can help him out. Get him a chavrusa. Get him some. Speak to him. Well, I'm not a Rebbe. It's not my department. Everybody's department. That means carry the burden. He's suffering. Another year suffering. I want to go ahead and carry the burden. Whatever I can do for my mitzvah. And this is how not only you zuche to chesed, this is how you zuche to Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. The Moshe finds the Meisah, unbelievable Meisah. You have to find it. It's such an unbelievable Meisah, Rabbi Yisrael. But Rabbi Reuven finds was once present, and Moshe was sitting there. I once mentioned this Meisah. Every time I say it, you can go out of your cave, the Gadol Hador, whose time, he used to say over people in America, say they have time, they have so much time in their hands. He said, give me some of that time. I would love to have some of that time that people have so much time on their hands. Rav Moshe, every second was precious. And there was a lady in his office. And Rav Reuven came to talk to somebody about the yeshiva. And she was sitting there telling about Martians. Martians. She was telling about aliens that come to her in the middle of the night. So it wasn't for fun. Rav Reuven counted for an hour and a half. This lady was sitting there telling Rav Moshe. Until she said, Moshe, she said to her, Moshe, she has to leave. It's getting dark, and the aliens are coming out. The God, not some rabbi from some temple somewhere. The God of Ador is sitting with a lady who's telling, she's Meshuggah, Shebe Meshuggahim. She's telling about Martians, aliens that are coming to her in the middle of the night. And Moshe's sitting there, what do they look like? And she's mom is telling her things. And so Rav Reuven afterwards came into the office and says, I don't understand. There's a limit to chesed. So Rav Moshe told her, she has no one else to tell her tzaras. No one else wants these ladies to hear her tzaras. What, some other guys will hear her tzaras? Get out of here, lady. You're Meshuggah. Go to Kfar Shaul. Lock yourself up in Bellevue, in America's Bellevue. What do you want from me, Martians and aliens? When you see them, bring them to me. And Moshe says, "Oy, never. Maybe we can make the aliens. Bring them, whatever the kids are, whatever he said to her, but an hour and a half, Rabbi Yisai. An hour and a half. Reuven was going out of his kingdom. The Gadol Hador sitting with a lady, telling about Martians and aliens. She has no one else to unburden herself. Said Moshe. The noisy ba'oil and chaver, Rabbi Yisai. And Moshe was zochet to Torah, Rabbi Yisai. It's not just a nice imidus achesed of others imidus achesed, but you want we're in the parish of being zeichet to toyer of oisai. You have to be noisy but oil. Think about this. People in the yeshiva are involved in the oisai. I want their name. They mamish talk. Come over to talk. How can we help this guy? How can we help this guy? How can we help that guy? With this and with that of oisai. But a lot of us don't even think for a second. It's not our problem. That's what we're taught. That's the American society. That's it. It's not our problem. Oh, the neighbor's going through a terrible time. You get the tzitzah, and then you just move on. Tzitzah. Oh, this is happening. Your roommate's going through a difficult period. Never. When are we going to the beach again? No, you say, but oh, mamash, the thinker, Vaisai. The daily oilam, Vaisai. Ah, the daily oilam were mamish, unbelievable. Everything that they were, the unbelievable how they. He brings those Reb Shmuel also. You know, there was a fellow who suffered a mental disorder that caused him to talk literally nonstop. Many people had, they didn't have patience to deal, let alone hear him out. Reb Shmuel, the man would come into his home, begin his ramblings, and Reb Shmuel Sperenbaum would sit. Reb Shmuel, I remember I learned Reb Shmuel, he was a man that was cool like Torah all the time. But this man who just didn't stop talking, he would just talk and talk, never stop. Reb Shmuel would sit there and he would pretend to listen, he would make believe, he'd let the guy talk for as long as 4 hours. The disturbance of it would go on, but Reb Shmuel refused to send him away. Instead, he would learn, try to learn as best he could until the fellow finally had lit, fell to his film and left. He would talk to him for hours with us. Because this is what the guy needed to do. No one wanted to listen to him. That's what he needed. But I'm not saying these madrigues, but this is Torah. This is what Torah preaches. Get involved in somebody else's life. Think about what's going on. But yeah, we talk about this so much. Because this is what the Torah wants from us. We were here to become Shleim, Rabbi. That's our tachlis. We're here in a yeshiva. What's the tachlis of a yeshiva, Rabbi? We're in a yeshiva to perfect ourselves, to get better, Rabbi. Not only in our svara, how to understand the Reb Chaim, but also to understand the svara, how use our minds, how we can help somebody else, Rabbi. How we can help somebody else. And we always say, Rabbi, we always add to the shmuz, Rabbi. That this thing of helping somebody else, sometimes it's sometimes unbelievable. Guys are pack in this matzah. They pack a help and they're all around. They're on chaverim. They're on this. They're everything. But everybody knows charity starts in the home. Charity starts in the home. The first person that you have to be nice for oil. The first person, some of us mitzvah shem will have that also. The first person is none other. And somebody is not hard. It's hard to think about. It's something very off the mind. Somebody that you never thought about, your great, great, great aunt from, no, it's Mrs., whatever your name is. It's your wife. There's somebody out there who your ikichiv is to be noisy by oil. It starts there, Rabbi Yisrael. The noisy by oil. If you come home after a hard day, okay, you had a hard day, call it's true. But what's the first thing you're thinking about when you get in the door, Rabbi Yisrael? What's the first thing you're thinking about? Come on! Where's the grub? Where's the grub? Oh, your wife went through a whole day with the kids. Well, she went through a whole day. She had to run to the bank and run to here to stop your checks that you're writing crazily. And she had to run to clean the whole house because of your dirty socks from Shmooze Bathe, number two. And she had to do this and do that and prepare supper and prepare that. And you come home and all you want to do is, where's the grub? Because you're a grubber. But what should you be thinking about when you come home? The noise of the oil. What type of day did you have, dear? How was your day? What can I help you with? Can I get your slippers for you? She says she'd get your slippers for you and exchange slippers. But the mitzvah, her boy says, that's where it starts, her boy. If you don't learn the house, it's not going to happen. And sometimes people do it outside because it's easy. But when it comes in the house, that's where the Ikka Chesed starts, Rabbi Yisrael. To come home and to be noisy for oil, to sit down with your wife for a few minutes, to hear her out. I know you also want to be heard out. You had a rough day in Koilo. You spent so many hours by the coffee machine. It was very hard pouring all that coffee. I know it was a difficult day at the Koilo today. At the coffee room, they went back and forth to the coffee and back. 16 laps, you have that stop, how many laps you did between the coffee room and back. It was very hard to sit back and think and learn what she do all day. She sweat, slept the floor, mop. You were sitting drinking coffee. It's not easy to drink so many cups of coffee. And she was mamish, working harder, but I say, where's the posh in the school. That's where we start. We start with the family, we start with our roommates, and we go around to think what's going on in their lives, but I say. They had a hard day. a difficult period, that guy's going through a rough time, say something to him. Open your mouth. That's what the Torah wants. Be a person that talks to someone. You never know, Rabbi Yisrael. You never know. He once said over the story of Dov Brizak, that there was a guy, he said in his book, that he was once walking out of his house in the Vei Yaakov, and he was walking past the bus stop, and he saw this kid sitting by the bus stop, and it was a kid from the neighborhood. He just noticed for a second, he passed by. He walked all the way ahead, and then he realized, like, you know what, I didn't say hello. Why didn't I say, oh, it's a kid I know. Why didn't I go over and say hello? And he asked him, you know, it wasn't nice. So he turned around, he walked all the way back. And he said to the kid, hi, how you doing? What's going on? Oh, Baruch Hashem, thank you. It's so nice of you to ask. You know, a little bit hard time. Yeshiva, maybe. Kid said, he could talk for a few minutes. That was it. 3 years later, Brizak gets an invitation in the mail. This guy's high. You don't have a shaz, the kid. And he writes on Rabbi Zek, please come to Rebbe, I have something to tell you. He told him at the wedding, Rabbi Zek, I wanted to tell you that tonight I'm sitting at this chasna and you have a big schus. Rabbi Zek didn't know what he's talking about. He barely had any interaction with him. So remember 3 years ago, you passed me by the bus stop. You know, at that time I was very angry. I was very upset. Something happened in my house, something happened with this. I was very in a bad mood. And I went to the bus stop and I was going on a bus and I don't know where I was going. I was planning to give up my Yiddish got a certain way. I was going to go down. Then I saw that you made an effort to turn around, to come back, and just to say, ask me how I'm doing. I said, you know what? This is what a Yid, this is a from Yid. I'm not so quick to give it up. The boy said, we don't know, just ask. You know, you say, but oh, what's going on in your life? A guy doesn't look so good, he's not going so well. He looks a little bit down, dejected, the boy said. You don't have to be Rav Moshe Feinstein, sit with that with the woman with the aliens, Rav Moshe. But you could, in a certain bechina, Rav Moshe, think, v'chzachto, it's a chziv from the Torah. It's what brings matan Torah, Rav Moshe, matan Torah, zuchat the Torah. You know you see ba'oil in chaveiroi. You know you see ba'oil in chaveiroi, Rav Moshe. It could be the pshad is, Rav Moshe, and the pshad, why are you zuchat the Torah, Rav Moshe? Because the mitzvah of Torah is not only to learn Torah, it's to teach Torah, Rav Moshe. And you're not going to be able to be a teacher of Torah unless you know Ba'ol Rav Yisrael. Because if you don't start to think of what your Talmud needs, where he's holding, how level of explanation that he needs, where is he holding in his life to help a Talmud to understand, you might have to speak to him, you might have to deal with his issues, you won't get across to him. To teach Torah, you have to be not only a teacher, you have someone that cares for the person of Rav Yisrael. Rav Yashiv once said over, to a group of people that wanted to teach Torah, he asked what's the major ingredient the person needs to be a Rebbe, Rabbi said. He asked Rabbi Yashiv, he said, you know what he said? You have to love your Talmidim. You have to care about your Talmidim. You don't have to be the biggest Lamdim. It helps that you have a good head. And you don't have to be the greatest Baal Mazda, but that helps also. But you have to love your Talmidim. You have to care about your Talmidim. So if you're not a noisy ba'olim chaveira, you don't care. Torah in its shlemus is not only to learn, it's to teach, to give over Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. And if you're not a noisy ba'ol, you'll never be able to give over Torah to somebody else, Rabbi Yisrael. So let's understand, let's learn from our gedolim, Rabbi Yisrael. Do the levels, or that's your gadol's level. But we in our small way, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's think about what's going on our roommates, Rabbi Yisrael. Maybe he needs a little bit of chizik. Take him out for a meal, go around for a walk. You never know, Rabbi Yisrael. You're not the biggest psychiatrist, you don't have a PhD, you don't have a who knows what, you're a Pashto Yid, but just speaking to him, give him a little feeling of confidence, a feeling he's a somebody, you could change his life forever, Rabbi Yisrael. Ve'achzak the boy, that's the chiyuv of the Torah, that's a wazeich of the Torah, Be'ez Hashem. The Baruch Hu wants us to take our minds and think about Yana, Rabbi Yisrael. We speak that so many times, think about Yana, not Nebuch when he's mamish, not everybody thinking Nebuch, he's a terrible matzah, this happened, that everybody's calling him, Bikr Choyim, Chashram Nicha Rabbeh, everybody's calling, but he got the Stam Yana, Ploni Almoni, who just fell a little bit, he's going through little tough times, that knowing that he has to fall down and be on a stretcher. Oh, Hatzolah! They were all Hatzolah members. But till he's on the stretcher, barely breathing, he's still breathing. Let's go to supper. Leave him. Till he's barely breathing. Okay, at least he's breathing. No. The Torah says, you see him falling a little bit. Get involved. Think about Yana. Think about what's going on. Speak to him. Say hello. Greet him. That's what the Torah wants from us. B'zoicha b'ez Hashem. Mechazik all the Yidin Rabbi. Say help them in their lives. B'zoicha to the brachas of the Torah. B'zoicha to Kol Shem Shalom.